CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's Friday again, and Saturday, Sunday, what?
And fancy?
Fancy Friday it is.
Now, your jacket's a little fancier than that cardigan you often pop over your fancy dress.
Thank you.
So, what do you think of my fancy?
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Got the slacks on and like a Ralph Lauren shirt, right?
Yep. Nice colour blue on you, Ads. Nice colour blue on you.
So, you think this is fancy?
Yeah. I mean, it's my type of fancy.
Slacks?
Yep.
Because let me tell you this. You know that Darren Kerwin?
Yeah.
Over on that 7AD.
Did he say you're not fancy?
Down in the kitchen downstairs this morning, he was like, I've got to say, mate, that's not very fancy. He was like, that's more smart casual.
Yeah, it is technically more smart casual, but I can't judge because I don't rock the fancy. But your commitment today has probably dropped, yeah.
You think it's dropped?
Well, you're not in a suit and you always wear a suit on Fridays.
Yeah, I should. I really want that blue. I've been wanting to get that blue suit.
Just do it.
The original penguin.
It's payday. Splash the cash.
It's on sale real cheap.
Oh my God.
For a suit anyway.
Isn't it Black Friday sales today too?
Original penguin. It's one of my favourite brands. Plus Northwest Coast. Very penguin central area.
Yep.
It'd make me hyper local.
Yep.
I might have to get it. Ari.
Do it.
You're always looking out for me, aren't you?
I know, always.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Oh, Ari, we're looking fly today in our fancy get-up.
Yeah, boy. Happy Friday.
Lovely day yesterday. Good weather.
Yep, it was.
Ari and I had a bit of a beach war.
Well, you were like, oh, I'm going to go to Hawley Beach. And I was like, mate, why don't you go to Turner's Beach? It's a beautiful beach. And you're like, isn't there just rocks?
Yeah, because the first time, when I first came to the coast, I looked up online best beaches on the northwest coast, and it came up with Turner's Beach, but I must have gone to the wrong bit because there was rocks, you know, rocks instead of sand, like the smaller rocks that are hard to walk on. Mm-hmm. Even if you have sandals, it's
depends
hard to tread on.
Depends what day and what the tide is doing. Because I sent you a video yesterday be like...
Yeah, listen to the cheek I get off the air from Ari.
Oh, there's...
Yeah, Ad, so many f***ing rocks here, mate. So many. Look at that. And there's a cafe. Just across.
This is supposed to be my co-host speaks to me like that. Yeah, Ed, so many rocks here, idiot.
Yeah, it literally was like so much beach. It was just beach for days.
So sometimes,
it was so beautiful.
So what, sometimes there are rocks on top of that sand? Or how does it
so
work?
So there's go rocks. There. So when you walk down the stairs, there's rocks. Like a lot of all the way down. But because the tide goes out so, like the water goes out so far, it's just beach. But it depends on what day, because if the water's in, the tide's in, then it is just rocks.
See, Hawley Beach guaranteed sand down
there. Yeah, but is there a guaranteed cafe that's open that's like super, super close across from the beach?
Don't need it. I'm old school. Back to nature, you know what I mean,
yep,
man?
Whatever. And there's like two sets of bathrooms, and there's a little playground, and it's dog friendly at one end. And you've got the river. River, beach, playground, cafe, bathrooms.
Yeah.
It's just where it's at.
Dog friendly is a plus. It's major points there.
Yep, for sure.
But I do like Hawley. I've been to some beaches, right?
Which beach is your fave?
Well, I've been to some beaches.
Mm.
I've been to beaches in America. I've been to beaches around the country.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Hobart beaches. I think Hawley Beach is one of my favourite beaches ever.
Really?
Because I love empty beaches. And Hawley Beach is so clean as well.
Yeah.
Like a few weeks ago when I went to Strawn, the beach, the water there was a bit, there was like foam. Coming off the water or something. It's like,
don't like that.
Yeah, but Hawley Beach is so clean, so empty.
No one's ever there.
Yeah. Fair, and huge.
Hidden gem, hey?
Even if there was heaps of people there, still huge. There's so much area of
sand. Also had Turner's Beach to myself yesterday, by the way.
Living our best.
Just to let you know.
Living our best, hey? Ari, I went to see a theatre performance the other day, and they had no heating in the theatre. It was a cold play.
Oh my God. I was like, when did you have time to do that?
But anyway.
Shocking. Shocking joke. That was a dad joke for sure.
So it's snake season, so we're hoping to chat with some snake catchers next week, Northwest Coast snake catchers. Maybe they'll bring in a snake.
Ooh.
But you and I, we're not that afraid of snakes, are we?
Nah, not really.
But if someone was to bring a spider in this small enclosed studio, I would freak out being in the same room as a huntsman or something like that. But get a load of this, Ari.
Mm-hmm.
On a flight from Mexico to Brazil recently, there was a big, I'm talking a big, tarantula on board.
Like, how big are we talking?
The size of like a hand or something, maybe?
The body or the body and the legs the size of a hand? Like the round
with the
middle.
Legs as well, but you know those tarantulas, okay, they got still, big bodies, big
still
thick
a
bodies.
Big spider either way.
Yeah.
And what hand? Because your hand's way larger than my
Let's
hand.
Let's say your hand.
Okay, my hand.
But it's big. It was posted online on Instagram and stuff. You can see someone trying to carry it in a plastic bag and stuff. I would be even freaking out. Don't put that anywhere near me. But you know, it's small, plain, enclosed space. Imagine that. What a nightmare.
Oh.
But you know how Hollywood, they're quick to jump on this stuff.
Yeah.
There's already being a film made. Have a listen to this.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these motherfucking
tarantulas
on this motherfucking plane! Everybody strap in! I'm about to open some fucking windows.
In cinema soon, Ari. You gonna go see it?
That was you!
No! In cinema soon!
You would have nightmares for a week if you ever watched a movie about tarantulas.
I can't stand tarantulas.
Trivia Troll.
It is time for Trivia Troll. Adam is going to ask you a trivia question. If you know the answer, call us and let us know. 1-300-655-922. If you get it right, you will indeed go on the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. And the winner will be announced today because it's Prize Giving Friday.
Oh, yeah. So we want to know today at 1-300-655-922 what book and eventual movie series is Ian Fleming responsible for?
You ask very hard trivia questions.
People get them. The people of the coast are smart people, and also is very Googleable. You Google.
What's the question again?
What book and eventual movie series is Ian Fleming responsible for? People know this, Ari. The coast know what's up. 1-300-655-922. Show Ari what you got.
Hit music.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast, and we're taking calls for this.
Trivia Troll.
1-300-655-922. We got the Trivia King on. Dave from Myandetta is the first through. Dave, the question is, what book series and film series is Ian Fleming responsible for?
James Bond.
Yes, of course he was. Nice.
Today he is old. Didn't know that.
You didn't?
Good job, guys. Thanks, Dave.
I've got a whole box set at home.
Do you? So, Dave, who was the best Bond?
I'd say Sean Connery, but I think he's a bit of a misogynist, though.
Okay, all right. I'm actually going to see the new James Bond tonight. Have you seen it yet?
No, I haven't seen it yet. Looking forward to that.
You know what, Dave? I always thought Pierce Brosnan, just because I was a kid when he was the new Bond.
Yeah, but he only did one, didn't he?
Oh, he did GoldenEye, he did Tomorrow Never Dies, Die Another Day, and I think maybe another one.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think maybe four.
I'll have to drag him out now and have them in a bit of a marathon session, I think.
Yeah, do it and then watch the new one.
Yeah.
Very good.
Thanks, Dave.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
Thousands of years ago. All right. On this day, the 12th of November, thousands of years ago.
What happened, Dad?
1745 specifically. The very first happy hour was held in Ireland. And I, for one, am glad that it was.
Yeah, thank you.
And that's probably why it's International Happy Hour Day today.
Is it actually?
Yeah, so if you're listening, bars, extra cheap for today's happy hour, please.
Internet. I didn't even know that was a thing. How cool.
What was the cheapest happy hour you ever attended? Do you think?
I don't know about the cheapest. Actually, I do. I got two. The cheapest one, when I was in Hawaii, they had on Tuesdays, it was like a tequila thing. It was like $1 tequila slammers.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. It was very fun. But do drink responsibly if you're going to happy hour.
When I was when I first turned 18, we used to go on Wednesday nights to the Telegraph Hotel in Hobart.
Mm-hmm.
It was around the clock stein starting at 4 o'clock, so you got a stein for $4.
And then at 5, did it go to like 5 o'clock?
$5, yeah. So it was. People would buy two steins at 4 o'clock, so it's warm and awful by the time you get to that second stein. But people were trying to save money.
Yeah, but it's a happy hour. That's what you do.
$4 steins. Ridiculous prices, but I think the Telegraph closed down this year. On this day in 1985, New Zealand won the very first test match in Australia against Australia. Bless them for having a go, New Zealand.
Good on them.
Bless them. Apparently they were very good sportsmen in last night's T20, Dad was saying. I haven't quite caught up with the news, but they sort of sacrificed winning a place in the final or something by not running because the batsman got in the way of the fielder or something like that. New Zealand, quite good people, but often...
Oh, you've lost me. Often. As soon as you said sport, I was like, not listening.
Hey, how about this one, though? This will interest you. On this day in 1991, the very first McHappy Day was held in Australia. Yummo, eh?
Yeah.
We'll be celebrating that tomorrow.
We will be with the Macca's Crawl.
Crawl on the coast.
Yeah, we are crawling the coast tomorrow.
We're going to go to every Macca's. So stand back. Move aside. We're coming through. And on this day in 2018, Stan Lee, comic book writer and business head of Marvel Comics, died at age 95.
Greetings, true believers.
Stan Lee, Marvel Comics, like, you know, Iron Man, you know, all them. Captain America, you know, Marvel.
Yeah, I know what Marvel is, mate.
On this day in 2020 as well, the PS5 last year was released in Australia. There you go. And gamers everywhere were happy.
To be honest, I do prefer that Xbox sound.
Do you?
Mm.
Well, each to their own. Hey, stick around because we've got giveaways, not just our regular comps.
It's Prize Giving Friday and we have got tickets left, right and centre. We actually today have 5 double passes to Moonlight Cinemas for Northwest Safaris. We've got Concert in the Vine tickets.
Yeah, another double pass. And that's sold out, so you're going to want to stay listening.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
All right, I was totally wrong about what I said about the cricket before.
Yeah, all right. Fess up. Dada Davison is on the messages. Adam, you are wrong.
New Zealand won the game I was talking about, and it was also like 2 nights ago. So just, if you listen to this show, just don't take any notice of what I say.
Just don't take any notice of what either of us say.
It's fake
We're
news.
Fresh.
A lot of people are saying you're fake because of this news.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Your chance now to win a double pass to the sold-out event Concert in the Vines by playing... That's our producer, Nathan Whittle, there. No, it's Jack Black because we're doing the Jack Black Challenge. So you've got to identify which of these 3 clips is the real Jack Black. If you're correct, you will win instantly a double pass to the sold-out event at Ghost Rock Winery next year, 5th of March, Concert in the Vines.
Headline act, Kate Sobrano.
Yeah.
So if you want to go, listen in.
This is the only way to go because tickets are gone.
Sold out.
So the phone number's 1-300-655-922. Today... it's a Kung Fu Panda special because
I love that movie.
3 different people voiced the panda, including Jack Black. So you've got 3 clips here. Which one is Jack Black's Kung Fu Panda? All right, Exhibit A.
Even though the bad guys had been defeated, no one would have been prepared for what awaited Mantis in the Wudan Mountain.
Is that Jack Black or Exhibit B?
Tell those musicians to start playing some action music because it is on.
Is that Jack Black or Exhibit C?
Gullible. I'm not gullible. They're gullible if they think I'm gullible. Yeah, so there.
Is it A, B, or C? Which is the real Jack Black Kung Fu Panda?
You have to get it right to win the tickets. If you don't, we'll eliminate one of them and we'll take another phone call.
1-300-655-922.
CFM.
We're playing what I think is the Coast's new favourite game, the Jack Black Challenge. 1-300-655-922. We have Angela from South Ryanna to play the Jack Black Challenge. I'll give you those clips again, Angela. Here's A.
Even though the bad guys had been defeated, no one would have been prepared for what awaited Mantis.
And here's B.
Tell those musicians to start playing some action music because it is on.
And here's C.
Gullible. I'm not gullible. They're gullible if they think I'm gullible. Yeah, so there.
Angela, which do you think is the real Jack Black?
Is it A?
Even though the bad guys have been defeated.
It's not A. Oh. Sorry, Angela.
Sorry, thanks Angela.
Thanks for playing. 1-300-655-922. Jasmine from East Devonport. We're down to 2 now, B and C. Here's your clips. This is B.
Tell those musicians to start playing some action music because it is on.
And this is C.
Gullible. I'm not gullible. They're gullible if they think I'm gullible. Yeah, so there.
50-50 shot, Jasmine. Which one is the real Jack Black?
C.
Tell those musicians to start playing some action music because it is on.
That's the real Jack Black. You're going to Concert in the Vines, Jasmine.
Thank you very much.
No
Congratulations.
Worries.
So that's happening on Saturday, March 5th at Ghost Rock Winery with headline act Kate Sobrano. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Hit music. Music.
Ari, how do you think my moustache is coming along for Movember?
It's getting better.
Yeah.
You need the mascara just to
darken it.
Just to darken it just a little bit.
I got the salt water on it down in that Hoyley Beach on the weekend. Does that help moustaches? It's science, isn't it?
Well, you did that yesterday too.
No, that's what I meant. I did that yesterday.
I think you said on the weekend.
Oh, did I? Maybe I did. But I did start 2 days late.
Yes.
So it's only been 10 days. But it's still not very impressive, is it?
It's better than it was.
Okay, thank you. Let's do dog news. Well, there's a superhero that's been going round Ipswich, Ari. He's known only as Morris, the Ipswich dog poo fairy.
Sorry, Paul.
So a man is dressing up as a giant bearded poo fairy in an effort to highlight the importance of clearing up after your dog. His real name's Jason Alexander, not the Jason Alexander that plays George Costanza on Seinfeld. I don't want you to confuse him with him.
Didn't
okay?
even think that.
Different Jason Alexander, but his alter ego, Morris, has been walking around Ipswich in his pink and gold outfit with accompanying set of wings, of course.
Are they like poo wings?
I think they're just regular fairy wings.
Okay.
He goes on regular litter picking walks. But came up with the new look after finding a lot of dog mess on his litter picking up walks.
Mm-hmm.
He said his eccentric costume got people talking and raised awareness. He said, what I'm hoping to do is just say thank you to all the wonderful dog owners who do bag their dog poo and pop it in the bin. That's absolutely brilliant and gives me a lot less work to do. Hopefully I can encourage some of the other dog owners to do the same, he adds. Do you pick up Santies? You're looking at me guiltily.
So you know how I went to Turner's Beach yesterday?
You didn't pick it up?
No, I did pick it up. I definitely picked it up.
That's good.
I always pick it up, but said we were talking about the rocks?
Yeah.
She likes to pull on the rocks, right?
Oh, okay.
And you know how my nails have grown out because yeah. they're like shellac?
Yeah.
I haven't quite worked out how to do things with longer nails. You wouldn't think it'd be that much of an issue.
You're not picking it up with your bare hands, are you?
No. But I put my hand in the dog poo bag and, picked it up. And then it was on the rock and the nail pierced through the bag. I'm not kidding you. I had dog poo in my nail. And because the shellac has grown out, this is so disgusting. It was under my nail, in between the nail and the fake nail. Oh, it was so gross.
Santi, no.
So gross. So, yeah, hard work.
We need this Morris, the Ipswich dog poo fairy.
Honestly was disgusting.
He needs to become Morris, the Turner's Beach dog poo fairy.
Yeah, please, because on those rocks with nails, whoo.
I reckon he probably doesn't have nails.
I could have left it, but I picked it up.
I reckon that's the secret to that's his superpower.
Yeah, I reckon he's got really short fingernails.
That's his superpower, isn't it? He said, we get a lot of encouragement from passers-by, toots from horns and waves from children, and it gives us the opportunity to strike up conversation and maybe give those who don't clean up a little nudge as well. So all's well that ends well, as long as that dog poo's cleaned up and it's even if it's under your nails, you did the right thing. Proud of you.
Still so gross.
Santi.
I just want a dog, and I want my dog to be in films.
Song snag.
It is time for song snag. Adam has badly snagged that pseudo. And I just want to know what the name of the song is, the song title, and the artist.
I don't look after the CDs. I don't put them back in the cases. I just fling them around. They get scratched, all right?
So badly scratched and snagged. So unsnag it for me. And by doing that, you just call us and let us know, yep, the song title and the artist at 1300 655 922. And if you get it right, you go on the draw to win breakfast for two at Windows on West Stella.
We'll draw that today too because, of course, it's PGF.
Yes, Prize Giving Friday.
All right, this is the song, if you know it, 1300 655 922.
Unsnag it for me, please.
Ari's actually starting to froth. Might be a problem.
might be a problem.
You're frothing.
I'm cappuccino, mate. I'm a cappuccino. I need that song on Snag.
There it is again. All right, pretty easy. That'll do ya.
That is so easy.
Simple Minds on CFM's Adam and Ari for Breakfast. You might know that song from The Breakfast Club, as Ari was telling me.
Or Pitch Perfect, with a little bit of a remix.
I think Breakfast Club's the only film that you and I have both seen.
I haven't seen it, I just know because they reference it in Pitch Perfect.
Makes a lot more sense now, all right? We're playing songs. We're playing Song Snag is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Right? Wake up.
Song Snag.
1-300-655-922. We have Nick on the line from Wynyard. I almost called you Wick. Wick from Wynyard.
I don't know if you're still talking to me or not.
Nick from Wynyard. This is the song. All right, Nick, what do you think it is?
It's Black Eyed Peas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get started.
Let's get it started. Of course it is, Nick. Nice one.
Now I need to hear the whole song. Congratulations, Nick. You are in the draw to win breakfast for two at Windows on West Stella for a breakfast you look forward to every day.
Jeez, the missus would love that.
Yeah,
nice.
Friday, live. Showcasing local talent on the Northwest Coast.
Friday live and local, Ari. Let's do it.
It sure is. It's all thanks to Mackie's Royal Hotel. Live music every Saturday. It's Mackie's time.
Today we have Angel and Connor in from the Sheffield band Adapt. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Okay. How's it going?
Yeah, pretty good.
Missing Jared today as well because he's like a shift. So he's been working overnight, Jared, member of the band.
He's a baker. Yeah.
He's a baker, of course.
Yeah. Oh, they work long hours and really early mornings.
Yeah, the only people that work earlier than us.
Yeah. Well, welcome into the studio. So where can everyone follow you guys on socials?
On Facebook at Adapt Angel Connor, and then there's a link tree to all our other socials as well.
Amazing. And what single do you have for us today?
We have a new song, Different Eyes, which we put out
22nd of October.
At the end of October.
Yeah. Wonderful.
I actually knew you guys because I used to do a community station show down in Hobart and on Edge Radio, and they play Adapt.
Oh,
so
cool.
I actually did know you guys from even in Hobart. They're playing some Adapt.
Yeah.
So how did you guys form? What's the story? How did Adapt come to be?
Oh, pretty much Angel just started playing shows by herself, and yeah, she got a gig at Two Oaks to play for Claire and Taylor, and I was like, oh, I wouldn't mind jumping on that. So yeah, started playing some drums, and then yeah, it's pretty much just from there we're like, oh, we probably have to actually call ourselves a band name now, and there it is.
Yeah, cool.
And Jared came along this year, so
yeah. And so Different Eyes, the single, you guys playing shows to support this new single?
Yeah.
Whereabouts?
We played a show in Launceston last weekend, and we've got a few coming up all around the north, south, northwest.
Yep.
Yeah, you can check it out on Facebook. We normally put our events up.
Yep, cool. So what's the Facebook again? People can have a look.
At Adapt Angel Connor. So if you just look up Adapt, it should come up.
All right. Should we hear the single, Different Eyes? Let's hit it.
Yeah.
What's it about? Can we know? Is it always a secret?
Yeah. It's pretty much just about letting go of toxic people, like relationships, whether it be, you know, friends, family, just putting yourself first, pretty much. Just taking care of yourself.
Yeah, we don't have time for that negativity in our lives.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's hear it. This is Different Eyes by Sheffield band Adapt.
Hey.
live and local. Well, recorded and local, but they're live in the studio with us, Connor and Angel, from that band, Adapt. Thanks for coming in and sharing your single with us, guys.
Thanks for having us coming.
So where can we find you again on Facebook to see those dates where we can see you live?
Adapt, Angel Connor. And we've also got a music video out as well. It's an animated one. You can see that on YouTube.
So how do you guys... Cool. So you guys got to work and stuff. You were saying Jared, he's working overnight as a baker or really early, and then he's got other jobs. How do you juggle the time between having to work and having to jam and practice and play gigs?
Pretty much that Angel and Jared both don't work Monday, so we practice after work on a Monday, and that's pretty much it. Just do as much as we can on the Monday and then just be right for gigs.
Yeah. Do you find it's a struggle if you have to work before a gig, like to get in the zone straight from work to music?
I'm just getting used to it.
Yeah. You haven't really got much choice.
Yeah. All right, it's a local band, Adapt. Thanks so much, Angel and Connor, for coming in and sharing your music with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. And it's all thanks to Mackie's Royal Hotel. Live music every Saturday. It's Mackie's time.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Friday.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Feeling the weekend vibes.
Feeling fancy.
Feeling fancy. I'm going to have to say, Adam, your commitment today.
You said it was good earlier in the show. It wasn't until I told you that Daz from that 7AD said that I was smart, casual, not fancy. And then you jumped on the bandwagon.
You know why? Because if I say you haven't fully committed, it means that I have to every week. Whereas you're like, we know, I don't. But when you
finally she admits it.
Yeah, I don't. But
uncommitted. Do you still want to do the show?
But the colour looks nice. You should wear that colour more often, Ads. So you'll find a wife.
I've got it.
Just kidding.
I still won't. I've got a button up, Ralph Lauren long sleeve button up with slacks.
Yeah.
So how is it not fancy?
I mean, the slacks option probably may have changed the slacks option.
But the slacks is what makes it fancy. What, your jeans? Jeans aren't fancy.
No, maybe like a chino.
I don't have a chino. I've only got slacks and
you
jeans.
You don't have chinos.
I have in the past, but don't have any. Currently, I don't have a chino option in my wardrobe.
All right. Smart casual it is.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
11 minutes past 8, which is freebies o'clock, I call it.
Freebies!
Uh-huh. Load it up with the Coast's best free stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM Street Team.
It's freebies o'clock AM, Ari.
It sure is. All right. Zachy boy, where are you this morning with the Coast's best free stuff?
I am hanging out. Can you hear that, guys?
Yep.
Yeah, I did what you told me to do. I did the Jack Black challenge. And also, Ariel, I just want to point out that the standard for women being fancier is a lot lower than men being fancier, so it's a lot harder for Adam.
He's got my back. That's
really?
My boy.
Yep, hands down.
Go
I
to
try
boys.
And dress fancy, and people are just like, Zach, why didn't you dress up? And I'm like, bruh.
No way.
No, we have it. Zach, we have it hard. Tell everyone how we have it hard.
Oh, my God.
No, you that's all I need to say. The hot standard for men being fancy is a lot higher. Now, I'm going to give out some freebies now.
Political.
Just trying to stay away from politics by giving out some free stuff because I'm hanging out at McDonald's Devonport. I'm just in the cinema car park next to it, so you've got my room to come see me. I've got heaps of great stuff. Of course, your Cripps Master Loaves. But today, I have 2 vouchers for Valentino's Family Restaurant, dine-in, takeaway, and delivery. 2 $25 vouchers to the first 2 families that come and see me. I've got heaps of other stuff, including great goodies from the team at Ashgrove, and heaps of other stuff you can come grab for me right now in the CFM Cruiser.
Good on you, Zachy. Now, I know Takesha was playing along at home when we did the Jack Black challenge earlier.
Yeah, she was texting us, being like, oh, I know what you're trying to do.
So the Coast loves the Jack Black challenge and so does Takesha. Is this true?
Of course it's true. I love Jack Black. Absolutely love him to death. And I knew the answer, so I had to share it with you guys because it's not very often that I know the answer to one of your competitions.
Yeah, she did get it. Nice one, Takesha. Can you give us an impression like Zach? Like a...
I'm not very good at making impressions. I have tried, so I'll leave it to Zach, and he can just rock it.
Okay.
Where are you this morning with the Coast Best Brewster?
I am at McDonald's in Burnie in the CFM Cruiser this morning with the Coast Best Free Stuff. On board, I've got fresh loaves of bread thanks to Cripps Master Loaf. I've got flavoured milk thanks to Better Milk. I've got our CFM Friends and Benefits key tags. I've got some stickers as well. I've also got passes to In The Zone Laser Tag and, of course, to raise money for McHappy Day happening tomorrow. For a $5 donation, you can have a pair of silly socks, or for a $1 donation, you can get yourself a chocolate, because that's what you need at 8:15 in the morning. So come and see me. I've got the Coast Best Free Stuff at McDonald's in Burnie in the CFM Cruiser, part of Harvey Norman Burnie Electrical.
Takesha, just real quickly for Ruben Rod, does Lee Kenworthy have the silly socks on yet?
No, he does not, Adam.
We're going to have to call him.
Status update. Yeah. Oh, silly. Ruben's going to be devastated, all right?
Kid music. Music.
Merry Christmas, one and all.
Make this Christmas the best Christmas ever with 10K or Santa's sleigh, where someone will win $10,000.
Or as we like to say, Senso Vera. It's Merry Christmas backwards. Do you work here?
I was like, what did you just say?
It's in the promo and the intro
I know,
and everything.
But it just goes so fast, I can't really hear it. Anyway, $10,000 cash is up for grabs, okay? And 49 other amazing prizes from across the coast as well. Like, so many goodies. Plus that swag, by the way. Mm-hmm. There's the Cove Cleaning Starter Kit. There's the Masco Spray Kit. There's a fire tool set. There's a Tea Center Prize Pack. There's a Deluxe Christmas Decoration Pack valued at over $200. There's massive gold watches worth like over $300. So many good presents up for grabs, as well as, obviously, the $10,000 cash.
Yeah, so 49 people will be getting gifts like that. Mm. One person will be getting the cash. And to be invited to the party where you get to pick the prezi off the sleigh and see if you got the cash or the prezi, you're going to be shopping around the northwest coast. If you want to know where to shop, head to cfmtaz.com.au, click win and click 10K. Or Santa's sleigh.
And because it's Friday and we're celebrating Happy Hour Day today, you can shop at Bridge Hotel 4th. At the 4th pub tonight, make sure you fill out an entry form while you're there this afternoon. Or you can go to Tassie Trailers, Total Performance Sports, So Silver, So Gold, Penguin Pharmacy. So many great places.
Word sandwich.
More.
Thea called in sick today, honestly.
She's malfunctioned.
Yeah, she's called in sick. What the?
She got symptoms.
She's got a long weekend.
Yeah.
So word sandwich.
Yeah. Do you want to do it?
Yeah, let's do it. All right. For your chance to win a savoury box worth $60 from McCarthy's Bread Lounge in Ulverston, well, you need to be in the draw to win, don't you? So call us 1-300-655-922.
Correct. That's the number. Yeah.
And let us know what word goes in the middle of, Adam.
Round. Your words for today are round and tennis.
See, you killed it, Adam. Good job. Round and tennis.
What goes in the middle of round and tennis? Round something, something tennis. What is that something? We're going to take calls now too, because
Thea's sick.
We've had a malfunction. Let's go. Hello, CFM. Who are we speaking with? Hello, CFM. Hello, CFM. Who are we speaking with?
Banjo.
Banjo. Where are you from?
Rocky Cave.
Cool. And what word do you think goes in the middle of round and tennis?
Ball.
No, not ball. Thanks for playing.
Oh, bye.
Sorry.
Hello, CFM. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's Claire.
Hi, Claire. Claire, what word do you think goes in the middle of round and tennis?
Is it table?
Of course it is. Round table, table tennis. Good on you, Claire.
Congratulations, Claire. You are in the draw to win a savoury box worth $60 from McCarthy's Bread Lounge in Ulverston. You can head in and taste the difference.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks,
you're
Claire.
Welcome.
Just stick around and we'll take your details.
I get those goosebumps every time.
Ticket giveaway time, Ari. We can't stop giving.
No, well, it's Prize Giving Friday.
So why not, eh?
What do you call it?
PGF.
PGF.
What it means is it stands for, it's the initials of Prize Giving Friday.
I know, but
it's an acronym.
Being dyslexic, it's really actually hard for me to work out what. Yeah, I'd have to write it down and then write it again.
Get it tattooed.
PGF.
You'll never forget then if you got a tattoo. Yeah. But our phone number here is 1300 655 922. We got 5 double passes to give away to Northwest Safari's Moonlight Cinema, Ari.
Yes.
Instant wins.
Instant win. It's happening in Sheffield. Classic movies will be screened every Friday and Saturday night over summer with refreshments available to purchase. You can BYO alcohol, chairs, cushions, or blankets. Now, tonight and tomorrow is Fargo. The movie is rated MA. And next week, it's a mystery movie.
Or look out. Mystery.
So do something different this summer. And, you know, and this weekend, and win those tickets.
So just call us 1300 655 922. Who do you think was the best James Bond? That's all we want to know.
Yeah, because I'm going to go see the new one tonight.
You could just, if you don't even have never seen a James Bond, just pick one at random, and you still get the ticks.
Exactly, but so, we need to know.
1300 655 922 if you want a double pass to Moonlight Cinema.
Kid music. Music.
A top of 16 today. We've had a malfunction with the phones today.
Oh, what a morning. Happy Friday.
So we've given away 2 double passes. Josh, please call back. We lost you. So we had 3, but we've only given away 2. So we've got 3 more double passes to Moonlight Cinema to give away. Just call and ask for them because we can't put calls on air at the moment anyway. You don't need to answer any question. Just first 3 people through at 1300 655 922. Get a double pass to the Northwest Safari Moonlight Cinema.
Prize giving Friday.
All right, so we couldn't put any calls to air, but we did get plenty of calls. We've given away some double passes to Moonlight Cinema, Ari.
Yes, we are celebrating PGF with Northwest Safari's Moonlight Cinema. Huge congratulations to Leyland from Burnie, Anna from Devonport, Josh, thank you for calling back, by the way, Jesse, and it was Deanna?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I spelt your name wrong. I'm really sorry about that.
Sorry about how
I think I wrote Diana by accident.
But good work. Y'all are going to Moonlight Cinemas.
Yeah, y'all enjoy Fargo tonight. It's MA rated. The Moonlight Cinemas are happening every Friday and Saturday night in Sheffield throughout summer. So we're starting summer a little early. Yeah.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Oh, Friday.
Friday feels.
Almost the weekend, almost Saturday. You know what's
almost
happening?
Almost McHappy Day.
You feel me? You know what I'm talking about then?
Yeah,
you
when I was little, we used to go through McDonald's on a Friday. It used to be our Friday feed. We could choose to either get $5 to go in our money box or to go to McDonald's. And if we weren't happy, Dad would be like, do you need some extra happy sauce?
You would have
That's
only
what he called tomato sauce from McDonald's.
Happy sauce.
Do you need some extra happy sauce?
So you used to get the Happy Meal as a kid?
Yep.
With the toy?
Yep.
Did you get the cheeseburger option or the nugget?
Well, ready. I always wanted nuggets, but apparently I had to get a cheeseburger because it's got a vegetable in it.
The pickle? Really?
So that would make me not happy, so I'd have to get extra happy sauce.
Okay, classic.
On the side of my cheeseburger.
Classic Ari. She hasn't changed, really. Yeah, I used to get the Happy Meal. I remember it, you know, it was my passing into adulthood when I finally got a Big Mac. Or a quarter pounder. I don't remember what it actually was. But
it's too big for a kid, isn't it?
Yeah, but then you become an adult. It's like, I'm too, because I'm the eldest as well. It's like, sorry, girls, I'm too old for the Happy Meal now. Look at me.
You would have totally been like, yeah, I've got one, you don't.
And they were like, we don't want one. We want our Happy Meals with our toys. So we're still kids. So, but McHappy Day, it's all about raising money for Ronald McDonald House charities. $2 from every Big Mac sold, plus silly socks.
We are going to rock those silly socks tomorrow on our Macca's crew. We're starting off in Devonport, down by the water. We're going to go to Homemaker Centre, then Ulverston, and sending it in Burnie at Macca's with the very last Big Mac. Who's going to have the best Big Mac across the coast? Feel free to join us, and you can also follow along on Facebook at CFM Tasmania.
McHappy Day tomorrow. Getting close.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Tractor beam. Enough of this.
You can do really great sound effects. What other ones have you got?
I can't do that as well anymore. I used to be able to do that really well.
So strange.
I used to be able to do the Simpsons theme with it and everything. But anyway.
You need to practice, Adam.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
Practice makes perfect.
But hey, enough of this tomfoolery.
Prize giving Friday.
See, we'll give it to you. We gon' give it to you. See, we gon' give it to you. We gon' give it to you.
Prize giving Friday.
stick it on. Alrighty. A huge congratulations to our Trivia Troll winner, Claire from Hawley Beach.
Claire, you got $150 to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. Spend it wisely.
Yes, we've got our Song Snag winner of the week, Nick from Wynyard. Congratulations, Nick.
Nick, you got breakfast for two at Windows on West Stella. Eat it wisely.
A huge happy birthday again to Denzel.
Denzel.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
And is Denzel the winner?
Yep.
Of birthday book?
Yep.
So you're telling me he's got a $50 voucher to spend at Peppermint Parties?
Yeah, I believe it's his sixth birthday.
Oh, spend it wisely. Party
yes.
wisely.
Yes. And our Word Sanger winner of the week is Drew from Penguin.
Drew, nice one. Drew, you got a savoury box to get through worth $60. You're going to have to get some friends around to help you with it. Feeds 30 players.
Yep. Yum. It's getting better.
Eddie Vedder.
It's getting better.
Hey, thanks for playing all those games with us this week. We love to chat with you on the phone. And the extra games. You guys made the Jack Black Challenges cassette. It wasn't us.
Oh, my God. It was so much fun. It was an absolute hoot. Thank you.
We'll be back again to do it all again next week from six, won't we?
Yeah, we've got a bit of a ticket giveaway next week as well. So stay tuned next week. Yeah. Lots of tickets next week.
Anything you missed this week, you can catch up online at cfmtaz.com.au. The full episodes are all up there.